Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Wednesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. This Wednesday we're reading John chapter 9, beginning in verse 13 through verse 23. Listen to God's Word. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind, and now it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight, and he said to them, "Well, he put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." So the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "Well, how can a man who is a sinner do such miracles and signs as this?" And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man. "Is this your son who you say was born blind, and does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son. We know that he was born blind, but he now sees. How he sees, we do not know. Nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." In other words, the parents are being asked to bear witness to, number one, he was blind. Number two, he now sees. And number three, it was Jesus who actually made it happen. They read the tea leaves of the moment, and they're fully aware these Pharisees have it in for Jesus, and they're going to try to find a way to kill him. And if you get on the side of Jesus, you might be a target for their wrath as well. So they then abandon their son. They say, "Oh yeah, he was blind. Yes, he's our son. Now he sees. How? We don't know. You need to ask him." They put their son back under the scrutiny. The Pharisees, first of all, say, "This is wrong. He broke the Sabbath." Now we know why Jesus made mud. He was bringing an event to show that on the Sabbath, works of necessity and mercy are appropriate and do not violate the day of the Lord or the Sabbath day or the day of rest. That we are allowed to do works of necessity and works of mercy and works of ministry. I'm glad to hear that because I have to work every Lord's Day. I'm preaching every Lord's Day. But that's a work of necessity, a work of mercy, a work of redemption. What we don't do is our normal course of work. That's what the Sabbath calls us, away from our regular work to the glorious work of worship and rest physically and renewal spiritually in our life. Then the others say, "Well, listen, he can't be a blasphemer of the Sabbath and do miracles like this." They say, "Well, let's see if maybe this was a real miracle. So were you really blind?" "Yes, I was blind. From birth?" "Yeah, from birth." "And who opened your eyes?" "Well, he did." "Who do you think he is?" He, at this point, doesn't know any more than this. The man did a miracle, and only the prophets could do the miracles. So this man is a prophet, and that's what he says. He's a prophet. So he's confessing Jesus to the degree that he knows who Jesus is, the man who healed him, and therefore he must at least be a prophet. So the Jews then said, "Well, let's bring in some witnesses." The parents are brought in, and the parents realize what's happening, so they back out of the situation, and they affirm he is blind. He's blind from birth, but they're not going to affirm that Jesus is the one to heal them. Yes, they come under the hatred, the tyranny, and the threats of the Pharisees. So they say, "Well, he's of age. Ask him." This man is willing to come under the wrath in order to be faithful to the one that healed him. But if you don't have that personal relationship with Christ and has known his grace and his healing mercy, you won't stand the test when it comes time to own him and confess him. These parents hadn't been touched by Jesus, so they were not about to confess him, and they certainly weren't going to put their lives in jeopardy to confess him. But those whom the Lord touches, they are ready to confess him. This man only knows I'm healed. He did a miracle. That means he's at least a prophet. Now, he's about to find out he's much more than a prophet. He's going to find out this is a miracle that points to him as the Messiah. But that's tomorrow in our fresh bread. Right now, remember this. When Jesus Christ comes into your life, other people may not believe it, but you keep confessing him. Other people may even try to persecute you. You keep confessing him. Don't expect the world to confess him. You confess him. Even your family may abandon you, but you stay faithful. Keep praying for your family. You never know what God's going to do to them through you. Keep praying for those who will persecute you. You never know what God's going to do to them through you. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.